Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Monday, November 15th, 2021 edition of Nips by Pulp and Paper Radio International. I am your host, Steve Roush. We welcome your breaking news. We welcome it. Just send me an email with breaking news in the subject line, or you can put whatever you want in your subject line, for that matter, to steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. That's steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. Leading off today, International Papers Prattville, Alabama has been shut down following a structural failure. Also making headlines, environmental agencies are slamming New Indies Mill in Catawba, South Carolina, and claiming new environmental violations. We'll have more on these stories later in our show, and we'll be back right after this.
When you're thinking of balers, the very best in versatility, innovation, safety, and performance comes from Seabright products. Since 1984, Seabright has been serving the waste handling and recycling industry with equipment that is designed and built to last. Whatever your need is for a baler, big or small, Seabright products can help. Give them a call today, 800-253-0532, or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com.
We're back, and now let's take a look at last week's financial news from the PM40. The PM40 ended the week on Friday, November 12th at 47.12, down 28 points or 0.6% from the November 5th close. Gaining shares outpaced decliners by a 4-3 margin. Over the same week, the Invesco Equal Weight S&P 500 Exchange Traded Fund was up 0.2%. Among the PM40 companies, the biggest winners were Suzano, up 5.7%, followed by Mercer International, gaining 4.8%. The biggest decliner for the week was Sappi, down 9.5%. Over the past year, Veritiv has been the top performer, gaining 681%, while the deepest decliner was IT Tech Packaging, down by 37%. Over the same 12-month period, the Invesco S&P Tracker is up 34.7%, while the PM40 is up 47.2%, and we'll be back right after this.
Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years' experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project. From simple small projects to complex large challenges, call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects, and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
We're back, and now stand by for news. Dateline Los Angeles, BASF and Clayton Dubilier and Rice closed sale of Solenis to Platinum Equity. Platinum Equity announced it has completed the acquisition of Solenis, a leading global producer of special chemicals used in water-intensive industries. As part of the transaction, Solenis has merged with Segura Water, an existing Platinum Equity portfolio company, for a total combined transaction value of approximately $6.5 billion. The combined company generates approximately $3.5 billion of revenue and serves a diverse range of customers around the world in consumer, industrial, and pool water treatment markets. Headquartered in Wilmington, Delaware, Solenis supplies innovative specialty chemicals and services for processes, functional and water treatment applications in two primary segments, consumer solutions, that's consumer and food packaging, graphic paper and tissue, and towel markets, and industrial solutions, which is core water treatment and wastewater markets. Founded in 1907, its service-intensive business model relies on more than 1,400 highly trained sales technicians operating on site at customer locations around the world. With this merger, Solenis is expanding its portfolio to include the residential and commercial pool water and spa treatment markets of Segura. As a result, the merger also widens the global footprint of Solenis, which will now span to 120 companies, 47 manufacturing facilities, and more than 6,000 workers. Solenis CEO John Panicella will lead the combined company following the transition and integration. Robert Baird, CEO of Segura, remains as president of the new Pool Solutions division at Solenis. Dateline Green Bay, Wisconsin. Green Bay Packaging Unique Water System now online. A Green Bay company announced that its new water system that won't discharge a single drop of wastewater into the Fox River is now online. Brown County, the city of Green Bay, New Water, and Green Bay Packaging said it's the first of its kind circular reclaimed water system at the new Green Bay paper mill is officially online. The unique reclaimed water system is the first in the state of Wisconsin and the country, the company said. The system allows the mill to operate with the water it needs and discharges the wastewater to New Water, where it is treated and returned back to the company through an underground piping system. Quote, "This investment sends a strong message to the community that Green Bay Packaging is committed to Brown County and protecting our water quality," said Brown County Executive Troy Streckenbach. The new Green Bay Packaging Recycled Paper Mill started production in March of 2021. The new mill operates within a state-of-the-art complex that utilizes methane from the biological reactor to offset natural gas demand, operates with the most energy-efficient paper-making equipment available, and recycles water with a leading-edge reclaimed water system, Green Bay Packaging said. Friends, how do you listen to Pulp and Paper Radio International? If you have an iPhone or Android, just go to the podcast icon, search Pulp and Paper Radio International. From there, it's quite easy to set up your phone so that all of our episodes of all of our shows are downloaded to your phone automatically. Dateline Hartsville, South Carolina, Sunoco to acquire assets of D&W Paper Tubes. Sunoco announced last week that it has acquired the assets of D&W Paper Tubes Incorporated, a Chatsworth, Georgia-based manufacturer of sustainable industrial paper tubes and cores. Founded in 2000, D&W is a family-owned company that produces 100% recycled paperboard, convolute tubes, spiral-wound cores, and yarn tubes, primarily serving the carpet and textile industry from operations at its Chatsworth facility. The company expects to produce about $18 million in sales in 2021. Quote, "D&W is complementary to our industrial paper packaging segment and further strengthens our position serving the carpet and textile market in northeast Georgia. In addition to acquiring an attractive book of business, we expect to drive meaningful business synergies from our integrated industrial products operations in the southeast," said Howard Coker, Sunoco President and Chief Executive Officer. Dateline Alpharetta, Georgia, Nina introduces DuraFlat fiber grinding disc backing as competitive alternative to vulcanized fiber discs. Nina, a leading global manufacturer of latex saturated and coated papers used in abrasive products worldwide, introduces DuraFlat fiber grinding disc backing, an alternative to traditional vulcanized fiber disc, to the marketplace. DuraFlat fiber offers better dimensional stability to reduce curl, improved efficiencies, lowers cost, and flatter discs that enhance grinding execution and reduce bursting in packaging on the shelf. Quote, "Over the last 60 years, Nina has designed over 180 paper-based abrasive backers for various end-use applications, EnduraFlat fiber, we wanted to create a competitive high-performance alternative for the growing number of our customers looking to reduce dependency on vulcanized fiber discs, says Valerie Henderson, Abrasive Backing's products manager for Neenah. DuraFlat fiber effectively resists humidity and will not curl like traditional vulcanized fiber discs. And as a result, abrasive manufacturers and end users get a product that increases functionality and effectiveness. Neenah also differentiates by offering great custom design support, a range of weights, and unlimited colors for a tailor-made brand experience. And we'll be back right after this. Attention employers and job seekers. It just makes sense for the pulp and paper industry to have its own uncluttered career center. Jobs, powered by Papri Tala Publications, is the place to be in the pulp and paper industry. Located at www.onlypulpandpaperjobs.com, it is the site for those of us focused on the pulp and paper industry. Check out onlypulpandpaperjobs.com today. That's onlypulpandpaperjobs.com.
Steam is a powerful energy source. When you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel, coal, gas, bark, or black liquor on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
We are back, and now back to the news. Dateline, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. One dead in accident at Quadgraphics facility in Oklahoma. One person is dead after an industrial incident at a Quadgraphics facility in southeast Oklahoma City. The accident happened just before 9 a.m. last Monday at the Quadgraphics. Investigators said a male worker was on a scissor lift to remove pipes several dozen feet off the ground. Quote, "These pipes were running lateral to the ceiling at about 30 to 40 feet off the ground," said Oklahoma City Fire Department Battalion Chief Benny Fulkerson. He continued, quote, "The crew was inside removing those pipes so that they were moving them and manipulating them. And that is when disaster struck." Quote, "We don't know exactly how it happened, but the individual became pinned between the two of the pipes when they came loose," said Fulkerson. Firefighters said that the man died on the lift while it was still nearly 40 feet in the air. Quote, "We have one of our ladder trucks inside the building, and they have it to where we could operate off of our platform, and what we're doing now is stabilizing those pipes. We are going to be here to remove the victim and get him down safely to the ground," Fulkerson said. This was the second time that the fire department was called to the area for a deadly workplace incident. Last week, 18-year-old Robert Sweeney fell close to 25 feet into an asphalt silo while he was performing maintenance. The company is right across the street. TK Campbell Construction is right across the street from Quadgraphics. OSHA has taken over the investigation. OSHA has issued Quadgraphics a serious violation in July stemming from an incident in January at the company's New Jersey location. An employee's foot was crushed when a 1,000-pound roll of paper fell on it. Local media reached out to Quadgraphics for a statement but did not hear back prior to the publication of the story. Dateline De Pere, Wisconsin. Georgia Pacific begins construction of warehouse in De Pere. Georgia Pacific has begun a construction of a $50 million distribution center in De Pere. The 1.1 million square foot facility is being built at the end of American Boulevard in the I-41 business park. Georgia Pacific says that it will warehouse and distribute products from several facilities, including toilet paper, napkins, and paper towels. Quote, "Although this warehouse could have been built elsewhere in the Midwest, it made sense to locate it close to one of our larger plants in Green Bay," Jim Stauffer, GP Senior Director of Warehousing, said in a news release. He continues, quote, This distribution center is a key piece of our supply chain, which will help our products reach customers as efficiently and timely as possible, end of quote. Plans for the facility call for 110 loading docks and capacity for more than 2 million cases of products. Company leaders said that they will be able to consolidate space leased at 4 warehouses into one facility the company owns. The warehouse is expected to be finished by the end of 2022. Dateline Petersburg, Virginia. Lots of smoke, but no injuries. Machine at Petersburg, Virginia International Paper Facility catches fire. Authorities said a fire at an international paper facility early Tuesday morning was contained to one machine, but that didn't stop the entire building from filling up with smoke. The fire at International Paper on Wells Road was reported at around 5:55 a.m. local time. When crews arrived, they found heavy smoke coming from the roof of the facility. The fire department said the blaze was contained to a processing machine and some ductwork. The ducts carried smoke throughout the building. A fire department spokesperson said the blaze in the machine was quickly extinguished. Facility workers had evacuated the building by the time crews arrived. The building had to be ventilated before anyone was let back inside. There were no injuries reported. The facility is located in southwestern Petersburg. It employs around 95 people. Dateline Quesnel, British Columbia. Major fire tears through West Fraser, Quesnel, British Columbia log yard. A major fire has broken out at a lumber operation in British Columbia's interior on Tuesday, November 9th. Flames broke out at the log yard at West Fraser's West Pine MDF plant near Quesnel, British Columbia at 2 p.m. local time. There was no word of any damage to the mill itself and no injuries had been reported. Flames could be seen from the local airport. I don't know how far the local airport is away, but flames could be seen from there. Crews from several fire departments in the regional district had been called in to assist. Wind gusts in the area were said to be up to 50 kilometers per hour. That's pretty fast. And we'll be back right after this.
It sounded smart to roll the steam system into your new machine package. Seemed like it was almost free. One vendor, one source of responsibility. Seemed to make a lot of sense. But that was 3 years ago. And now finding a specialist at that vendor to optimize your steam system is like trying to pick the winner in a lottery. Call one number, 770-447-1400, to be assured your call is answered by someone who knows steam systems. We don't care who made it or how long ago. We can fix it, optimize it. We can take care of your needs. Don't worry about your steam system. Call Fulton Systems at 770-447-1400.
Attention, papermakers and industry professionals. Want to get an edge? If you haven't stocked up on selections from the Paparitalo Library, you're missing out. From our latest title, The Proper Production Meeting, to owning your own Nip Impressions Library, there is something for everyone. Written by industry stalwart Jim Thompson, the voice of the pulp and paper industry, these are great reads and must-haves for both the industry veteran and industry novice. Check out the Paparitalo Library today. Look for the ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline Prattville, Alabama. International Paper's Prattville, Alabama mill shuts down following structural failure. A weekend incident at International Paper's Prattville location has shut down operations for the time being. International Paper spokesperson Amy Simpson said that there was a structural failure at one of the containerboard mill's stock tanks on Saturday, not this Saturday 2 days ago, but the Saturday before. Simpson said it happened during a scheduled annual maintenance outage, but did not go into specifics. Quote, there were no injuries and no adverse environmental impact, she said in a statement, emphasizing that there was no impact to local residents. Simpson said that the mill was operating at partial capacity when the structural failure occurred. Crews were assessing the damage to determine the steps needed to resume partial and full operations. The mill was completely shut down in the meantime. The Alabama Department of Environmental Management is looking into what happened. Spokesperson M. Lynn Battle sent the following statement, quote, ADEM has been in communication with International Paper officials. Early indications that that excess air emissions were not the cause of the shutdown at the plant. ADEM has a conference set up with IP tomorrow to gather information regarding the incident and to ensure the welfare of the citizens. Dayline Catawba, South Carolina. Environmental agency slam new Indy mill in Catawba and claim new environmental violations. The U.S. EPA and the South Carolina DHEC accused New Indy Container Board of new violations to the Clean Air Act and the State Pollution Control Act, including violations related to the South Carolina paper mill's ongoing required reduction of its hydrogen sulfide emissions. The mill is partly owned by New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft, whose team faced the Carolina Panthers this past Sunday. Homeowners staged a protest outside of Bank of America Stadium ahead of the game. Quote, the smell is just awful. It comes into our home. It is giving our children nosebleeds and all sorts of allergies, headaches, and health issues. It's been almost 10 months. We just need it to stop, end of quote, Carrie Bishop, a protester, said. Since spring, local media has repeatedly asked for an interview with New Indy leaders, but they have declined. After the game on Sunday, as Kraft's motorcade was heading toward his plane, local media stood along the road with a sign asking the Patriots owner for an interview. According to documents obtained earlier last week, DHEC demanded an enforcement conference on September 30th after they accused the company of violations related to the Pollution Control Act and water pollution control permits. Among its allegations, DHEC said New Indy Company failed to update its odor abatement plan, and it transported and stored sludge without properly dewatering it. During an August visit, DHEC staff members said company workers told them that they finished removing solids from an aeration stabilization basin, which regulators pinpointed as the source of the mill's emissions. However, DHEC said that they found vegetated islands of accumulated sludge in the basin, and they alleged they saw workers adding hydrogen peroxide to the basin by using an unapproved method. In October, the EPA said New Indy violated the federal order that's governing the mill's ongoing cleanup. As part of that order, New Indy is required to operate devices that monitor how much hydrogen sulfide the mill emitted, but the EPA cited several instances where they argued New Indy's data did not meet federal guidelines. Dateline Anderson County, South Carolina. One dead and one injured in accident at First Quality Tissue Facility. One person is dead and another has been injured after an industrial accident in Anderson County, according to the Anderson County Coroner's Office. The accident happened around 3:10 p.m. local time last week, actually on November 5th, at a construction site at First Quality Tissue on Masters Boulevard. The coroner has identified the victim as Felix Esquilin Pomelez, 35, of Charlotte, North Carolina. According to the coroner, Pomelez was attempting to bolt two large steel beams together when one of the beams toppled over and struck him. He died at the scene, the coroner said. Pomelez worked for Spirit Construction Company out of Green Bay, Wisconsin, the coroner said. The company is constructing a building at the First Quality facility in Anderson, the coroner said. Another worker was injured and will survive, the officials said. Well, that's our show for the day, folks. Have a great week, everyone. Be safe, and thank you for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International.
Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 9th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2021, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.